Reed Cruz, 6-1. Newell Fonda wins it. And, Reed, congratulations. Talk about that triple that really got your team ignited to lead off the fourth inning. The pitch you saw, and once it got into the gap in right center, did you know you had three bases on that one?
No, I wasn't for sure. I got to second. I really wasn't paying attention to Coach Darrow, but I knew I was going.
Well, you wind up scoring the tying run, and the Mustangs take the lead in that fourth inning. And tell me about that play that you got caught in the hot box there, in which you were obstructed, wound up scoring. A pretty crazy play there.
Yeah, the pitcher kind of threw me off. He faked to first or second, and I kind of got too big of a lead and turned around, and I was stuck in the pickle.
But it worked in your favor, and you finished up this one on the hill. It was kind of a feast or famine for you in that seventh inning, as you walked three batters but also struck out that many. How'd you feel pitching that seventh inning here tonight?
My arm felt good. I wasn't able to get the push off the mound. I was leaving everything high. Kind of rough.
No, but you shut the door on Manson Northwest Webster and semifinals. Remsen, here you come on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
GTRA, yep, another Twin Lakes Conference opponent. Reed, thanks.
Thank you.
Good job. Let's hand it over to Nate Peterson, the winning pitcher. And, Nate, that first inning, I had you throwing 34 pitches, but you wind up going six innings. I had you unofficially at 86. What changed for you after kind of laboring through that first inning there?
The first inning, my arm was really tight. I didn't warm up enough, and I just kept throwing it in the dirt. And then once I kept going, my arm started loosening up. I started throwing a little harder. I got my curveball to go, and then started working for it.
Everything came together from that point. And two runs in the fourth inning the Mustangs get, and then four come across in the fifth for the Mustangs victory. Can you ever remember a game where you get one run on an obstruction call and another scores on that balk play? I mean, not something you see every day.
No, I haven't seen that yet. That's the first time.
You get the victory and the first Mustangs postseason victory in three seasons. 18 wins now for the squad. You've really come of age this season, bringing everybody back from last year's team. What do you have to say about the way this season has developed?
We've definitely been growing. I mean, we're young. We're pretty young. We got two seniors. And
yep.
I guess it's just as we've been going, we've been playing as a team, playing together, and we kind of grew up together. So we're just putting it all together, and it's working out here.
What was your approach, yourself and your team, batting tonight? You drew two walks at the plate, scored one of the runs, facing a starter that you didn't see in your regular season game. What was the scouting report coming in?
We were just trying to get base hits. I know they pitched their ace at first, and we just knew we just had to get the ball in play. We weren't trying to hit it too hard and just get runs in.
Only two hits in the game and scoring those two runs, as mentioned, in crazy fashion. But a win's a win, and you go to Remsen on Thursday to take on Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, and Ayrshire. Nate, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And let's close it up with Coach Boadero scoring those two crazy runs in odd ways, and only two hits, but doesn't matter as long as you advance this time of year.
Yeah, this time of year, a win's a win. It was an ugly one for us offensively with only two hits.
What was it facing their starter and face three pitchers here tonight? Was it were they locating well, Pearson especially? Were you just maybe a little off at the plate tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, give credit to their kids. I mean, Pearson's a good pitcher. He mixed it up on us with, you know, command and location-wise. Give him credit. You know, our guys struggled, you know, quite a bit tonight. And it's something we'll address tomorrow going into the GTRA game, the semifinal game. But I don't know, I thought we were a little too tight, you know, as far as nerves early in the game and maybe chasing things we shouldn't have. But, you know, like you said, a win at this time of year is a win. And our approach is just 1-0 every game. So, you know, I'm happy for the kids. We got the win, and we're moving on.
Nate had trouble in that first inning when Manson Northwest Webster scored their only run. You went out to the hill at one point in that first inning. What was talked about and your thoughts on him really calming down and pitching very well the last five?
Yeah, I just told him he was fine. I mean, he's a good pitcher. He knows that. And I don't know, I might have told him a joke or something out there while I was there to loosen him up. But Nate's a good pitcher. I trust him out there. I just took him some time to find a rhythm. And once he got going, he was fine after that first inning. So, yeah, nothing too specific out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you saw Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, and Ayrshire in the first game defeat Sioux Central by a score of 3-1. As you had a suspended game, you had to finish at their place during the regular season, wind up splitting with them. Your thoughts on the rubber matchup in Remsen on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, GTRA is a good team. They got us once. We've got them once. They obviously took down a really good conference champion Sioux Central team. The Brady Rosecker kid, when he's on the mound, is makes them a better team. And he got us the first time. But, it doesn't matter who's on the mound. He's still got to go out there and play. So we're looking forward to it, trying to get to the district championship, but just taking it a pitch at the time against them and understanding they're a hot team right now. I mean, they're playing well.
And Storm Lake St. Mary's, if you're curious, defeated Ridgeview 5-3. So we know 3/4 of the puzzle for Thursday's district semifinal in Remsen. Coach Darrow, we'll see you there.
Thank you very much.